Hi, welcome to my podcast. I am Janelle Allen from Rock Solid Relation. My approach is based on solution building rather than problem solving. We provide better advice for healthier and happy relationships. Helping to look forward. In today's episode, we'll speak about quality time love language. Love is a many splendor thing. It comes in different shapes, sizes, and languages. People express love in their own way by cooking dinner for their spouse, giving them the day off on their birthday, or being there to listen when they need it most. Love can take any form as long as you are willing to make it your quality time priority and use expressions that speak your partner's love language. But what if you don't know which love language is most important to your loved one? You could spend years guessing what works best until finally she or he tells you outright. Once you know your love language, start using it more often. Show your partner how much you care by doing something special in the language that you share. Not sure where to start? Let's start at the beginning. What is a love language? A love language is a way of expressing love. It's the unique way that you show your partner that you care about them and want to make them happy. There are five main love languages: quality time, words of affirmation, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. Some people might only feel loved when they receive quality time from their partners. Others might feel loved when they get a verbal compliment or a gift. It all depends on what makes the other person feel special and loved. If you're not sure which love language your partner responds to best, there are some ways to find out. One way is to ask your partner directly how they like to be shown love. Another way is to pay attention to the things your partner does that make them happy. For example, if your partner always seems to light up when you cook for them or take them on a special date, quality time might be their love language. What is quality time love language? Quality time love language is all about spending time with your partner. It means being there for them, listening to them, and giving them your undivided attention. When you show your partner that you're willing to put their needs above everything else, it tells them that you love and care about them. Quality time doesn't have to be expensive or elaborate. It can be as simple as taking a walk together, going out to eat, or watching a movie. The important thing is that you're spending time together and enjoying each other's company. If quality time is your love language, start by finding out what activities make you happy. Maybe you enjoy going for long walks or cooking dinner together. Once you know what makes you happy, make a point of doing those things with your partner. Show them how much you appreciate and love them by spending quality time with them. How to use quality time love language? If quality time is your love language, start by finding out what activities make you happy. Maybe you enjoy going for long walks or cooking dinner together. Once you know what makes you happy, make a point of doing those things with your partner. Show them how much you appreciate and love them by spending quality time with them. Quality time doesn't have to be expensive or elaborate. It can be as simple as taking a walk together, going out to eat, or watching a movie. The important thing is that you're spending time together and enjoying each other's company. If your partner is not quality time oriented, start off small. Dedicate 5 or 10 minutes to quality time every day. Once both of you get into the habit of quality time, you can gradually increase the amount of time you spend together. The key is to make quality time a priority in your relationship and find ways to make it work for both of you. No matter how busy you are, it's always possible to find a few minutes for quality time with your partner. Even if all you have is a few minutes, use that time wisely and make the most of it. Quality time should be something that you both look forward to and enjoy. When it comes to quality time love language, the key is to make it a priority. If you're not sure how to start, talk to your partner and find out what they need. Then do your best to give them what they want. Show them how much you care about them by spending quality time with them. You'll be glad you did. signs that show you're lacking quality time love language. There are a few signs that can show you're lacking quality time love language. If you're not sure whether the quality time is your love language, ask yourself the following questions. Do I feel loved when my partner spends time with me? Do I feel appreciated when my partner takes the time to listen to me? Do I feel special when my partner spends time alone with me? If you answer yes to any of these questions, quality time might be your love language. If quality time is your love language and you're not currently getting enough of it, there are a few things you can do. First, talk to your partner and let them know what you need. Second, find quality time activities that you both enjoy. Third, make quality time a priority in your relationship. Why knowing your love language is important? Knowing your love language is important because it can help you build a stronger and more meaningful relationship. When you know what makes your partner feel loved, you're better able to give them what they need. And when both of you are giving each other what you need, your relationship will be happier and more fulfilling. Our conclusion. No matter what your situation, quality time is always important in a happy, healthy relationship. If you're not getting enough quality time to love language, make the effort to change that. It will be worth it in the end.
When you need help with your relationship, it can be hard to know what the right path is. I offer a fresh approach, and my goal in counseling isn't just problem solving, but instead solution building, where we look forward rather than back on past conflicts or issues affecting current relationships. Let your hope, not your hurt, navigate your futures when healing from breakups. Take the next step. Contact me today without obligation. Please complete the form below or call me directly at 978-346-5301.